This is St. Louis Public Radio. In the waning days of 2015, historic flooding rocked the city of Pacific. High waters inflicted major damages on homes and businesses, including a building that served as a community gathering place for more than 100 years. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum has more on how the McHugh Daily Building is battling back from the wrath of floodwaters.
If you rumble up to the top of Blackburn Park, you can get a picturesque view of the city of Pacific. Over the sweet sounds of friendly buskers, you'll see rows of tidy houses and retail shops. In the center of it all is a three-story brick building brought to Pacific by rail car after the 1904 World's Fair. Like other structures in this roughly 7,000-person town, the McHugh Daily Building didn't escape the wrath of record December floods.
So right now, we're just devastated and all. Kind of waiting just to hear back from the insurance companies coming here this week and trying to figure out what our next step is, but we definitely want to stay in the town of Pacific, and you know, everybody around here has really been good in helping out.
That's Pacific Brewhouse co-owner Luke Fagan in early January. December's floods swarmed into his eatery and inflicted thousands of dollars worth of damage. The building's co-owner Tom Daly says high waters also entered into other parts of the first floor. This isn't the structure's first flood rodeo, so to speak, but Daly says this particular flood messed up his building really bad.
Has it ever flooded like this before?
Yeah, in 1982 we had about the same amount, and in 1915 there was about 8 inches of water in here. We got about 40 inches this time.
Daly's assessment alludes to the historic nature of his family's structure. Before it became a venue for good libations and memorable events, the McHugh Daly Building was the center of Pacific's cultural life. The Opera House on the third floor hosted plays, high school graduations, and as Ed Wall explained, Missouri political legend Harry S. Truman.
He played on the baby grand piano over here and played in a little recital.
I hear he was a good piano player.
Well, he was, and I think somebody gave his, rumor had it, somebody gave Harry Truman's daughter a little trouble, and he offered to take him outside.
Flash forward a few weeks, and workers are feverishly getting the McHugh Daily Building back into shape. Unlike other businesses affected by the natural disaster, the McHugh Daily Building did have flood insurance. But Tom Daly, the building's co-owner, says that insurance came with a $50,000 deductible.
Thank goodness we paid that premium. So now it's paying off. Not paying off, but, you know, if we didn't have insurance, I'm sure it would be a lot more than $50,000.
Ray Gullett was tapped as general contractor for the McHugh Daily Building's renovation efforts. He says it's been a cool experience bringing such a historic structure back to life.
It's definitely a great project. I've been taking pictures throughout, posting it on Facebook, things like that. You know, it's kind of neat. We're going to do some of the woodwork on the front too and try and keep it the same as what it is. You know, all that stuff's over 100 years old, so it's definitely interesting to work with that stuff.
Even though it's taken a lot of work to restore his business, Brewhouse co-owner Steve LaFrance says he has plenty of incentive to get his restaurant up and running.
You know, there's customers we see three or four times a week, you know, to come and eat lunch with clients or, you know, come in and have dinner or with their families. It's a family-oriented place, and this is the gathering spot here in Pacific.
LaFrance and Daly are hoping that all necessary repairs will be finished at the beginning of March. When that happens, it will show that even Mother Nature's fury is not enough to bring down a piece of Pacific's history. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.